On the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call out, will make an announcement. What a day that will be, what a time that will be. Allah ta'ala's announcement will echo out, will reverberate on the day of judgment. And what will be that announcement? What will be that call of Allah? Allah ta'ala will state that, where are those people? Where are those people in that gathering at that time, in that condition? Allah ta'ala will announce, where are those people who, for my sake, used to love each other? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. Where are those people? Those people who, for my sake, Allah ta'ala says, used to love each other. Allah ta'ala says, today I will give them a space and shade, a space within the shade of my throne. Subhanallah. Three things are mentioned there. One is clear, that at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this announcement. There will be a time on that day where Allah will make this announcement. What an important time that will be on that day of judgment. And secondly, it's clear from this that which people will be given that high grade and status, that Allah Ta'ala will want to give them that status. And which amal, which action is it, that due to that action Allah Ta'ala will give them that status. And the third point that we hear and we learn from this hadith is the reward in the hereafter. What a great reward that will be given to those people. The amal, the action, due to which a person, a human being, will get this great reward on the day of judgment. Allah Ta'ala will call out that, today I will give you space, room, in the shade of my arsh, under the shade of my arsh. What an action that will give this great result. But we never pay attention on this action that will give this great reward and result. What a great amal this must be. What a great action this must be. That for the sake of Allah, to love somebody for the sake of Allah. Subhanallah. For the sake of Allah, to have attraction with somebody, to have love for somebody, to have regard for somebody, respect somebody. MashaAllah, there's a lot of love in the world today. A lot of links are made due to a certain type of love. But it is not enduring. There is something or other, a hidden agenda in relationships. There's a bit of greed for the world or greed for material things. But what is the reason that a person loves another person for the sake of Allah? What's the underlying factor that causes this, especially in this temporary world today of materialism, that even today blood relationships do not respect each other, recognize each other. The relatives don't recognize each other. They distance themselves from each other and they get far from each other. In this day and age, can a person think, can it be possible that a human being can have love for another human being for the sake of Allah? Subhanallah. And that love can be so pure and without any impurity that Allah Ta'ala will testify on the day of judgment about that love, that relationship. Allah Ta'ala on the day of judgment will testify and be a witness that, ha, this human being, this individual used to love this other individual human being for my sake, Allah Ta'ala says. What is the underlying factor that causes this? What jamaat will it be that will be in that grouping of people who will be called out on that day? What amal is it? What action did they do that caused that? So the mufassirin, the commentators, have commented on this, that it is clear here, that which people are these that Allah Ta'ala will call out to? These are those people who are the students of tasawwuf. Those people who, due to tasawwuf, tazkiyah, for being students on the path of tazkiyah, purification, that they love another individual for the sake of Allah. Because this path of tasawwuf, which is purification of the heart and the soul, tazkiyah, when a person embarks on this journey, the student, then the initiation of that path is love itself. The initiation, the beginning part, the beginning point of tazkiyah is love for the sake of Allah. For example, when a person enrolls in an institution, when you enroll and register, you have to complete an application form. If you don't complete the application form, you cannot register, you cannot enroll. So whenever you go to an institution to enroll to study, you'll be given an application form to fill in. So when a person enrolls in this institution of tasawwuf, mashallah, you're all students in this line of tasawwuf. So look into your lives, into your hearts, that when an individual enrolls on the path as the salik, on the journey that I want to get close to Allah, so what does he do first, the student? Where does he go? Where did I go? Where did all of you go to when you enrolled into tasawwuf, the subject of tasawwuf? Did you go to Darul Uloom? Did you go to an education center? Did you go to an office? There's so many places you could have gone to. Where did you go? You went to another person. You went to another individual to learn, to enroll. That's it. You just went to another individual, another human being, to enroll and to start learning. What a great point, that to learn, to get close to Allah, to get the nearness to Allah, you have to go to another individual. And how did you go? Why did you go? So this is clear, proven, that this is the big maqam. In this point, the underlying factor, the element, critical element here, is that one who is the seeker, the student, has to go to the teacher. And how do you go? How did I go? We are sent. Because it's not the student selection, it's the selection of another force. What's happening in between it? How does the connection become clear? How is the connection made? That more than the brother, sister, mother, father, that within a second the relationship is being made between the student and the teacher. How is that relationship being forged? What's the force between the two, the student and the teacher? So what does Allah Ta'ala do? What does Allah Ta'ala do? Allah Ta'ala says that I send you to the teacher so that you can get close to me and have more love for me and come onto my path. Allah Ta'ala says, into the heart of the student I instill love for the teacher. And that's it. Nothing else. Nothing else. No individual can attain bayah. No student can pledge spiritual allegiance to his teacher if he doesn't have love in his heart for that teacher or high regard and respect. The question doesn't arise. It's impossible for a student to have bayah with a teacher if he doesn't have love in the heart for the teacher. Because this is the underlying factor for this path of tasawwuf. First and foremost, the student has to have love in the heart for his teacher. Isn't this the case? So you can force a person millions of times over, give him a speech or a lecture, say to the student, this is a great teacher, take bayah with the teacher, and he's good. Maybe you'll be forced to do it, but you will not succeed in that path if you are pressurized or forced or there's some greed of the world and it's not due to the love of Allah, then you will not succeed. But if you take bayah for the sake of Allah, then you will take bayah at such a place to such a person that you had no thought of that person. You didn't even know that person before. No one tell you about that person. For example, suddenly you'll see the teacher. You keep on seeing the teacher and then you say, Hazrat, Sheikh, I want to become your student. This is what happened to me. It just automatically started. What is that force that's pushing from behind? Just think for a few moments. And if Allah Ta'ala doesn't want a person to succeed on the path, if you are not sincere, you don't accept the respect or you don't have integrity and sincerity and love for the teacher, then you will not succeed in that relationship. So for example, a person's forced and pushed that, oh, take this person as a teacher, but you don't have appreciation for that teacher, you don't have respect for that teacher. Love is a very far thing at that time. He doesn't understand. And on the other side of the coin, we have an individual who suddenly becomes an ashik, a lover of the teacher, and automatically the love comes into the heart. Oh, all of the paths that take a person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has a Khwaja Masum Rahimahullah stated that all of the paths, all of the obstacles that person has to come over, get over to get close to Allah, to get to Allah's qurb and Allah's love, Allah's muhabbat and his nearness, is all through the love of the Shaykh that a person gets the nearness to Allah. Look, who's saying this? Has a Khwaja Masum Rahmatullah Alayh. Great Shaykh. Great Sheikh, imagine this. Why? Because in the first sight of love, with sincerity, when a student has this for the teacher, then Allah Ta'ala says that a person will then do thousands of things and give up thousands of things for the sake of the love of the teacher, because he will sit down and accept, I will leave sins, I will hazrat, I will do this action, I'll do that action, or wear the imamah. And he accepts all of the conditions. Whatever the conditions the Sheikh, the teacher puts down, the student is fana and in love with the teacher, and he accepts the conditions. You will have experienced this feeling in motion. You would have met a Sheikh in your life. What was this force, you could say, this injection? It's the love for the teacher that Allah Ta'ala will then call out on the Day of Judgment. That where are those people who loved each other for the sake of us? Every Sufi, every Salik, every student who embarks on the path of Tasawwuf and Tazkiyah, who puts his feet on the path of Tasawwuf. It's a great path. His maqsad, his aim is not a minor thing. You will see this. That every man, when he enrolls in an institution, when he submits his application, then he has a maqsad, he has an objective that he, due to which he embarks on that path. You will see that on the Day of Judgment, the greatest maqam and status and height that will be attained, and Allah Ta'ala's court we're talking about, the greatest court, Allah will not call anybody else, Allah will call that individual who enrolled into the path of tasawwuf for the sake of Allah's love. Subhanallah. So how lost are those people? They've missed out big time, those people who have not enrolled into tasawwuf, into the subject of tazkiyah. And this is with regards to the Day of Judgment I'm talking about. There'll be losers. What a big piece of news. Good news. Person is broken down, sinful, etc. But if he enrolls into the path of tazkiyah, then he's successful. For example, we say, look, just enter into the room, inshallah you'll come out past. And some students are like this, in Darul Ulooms, etc. Okay, please, just let him graduate. graduate. Let him graduate. You've enrolled those people who are students who are lazy, they don't study. The teacher finishes after a few years. Oh, forget it. Let him graduate and he'll revise again the next year. Let him pass this year and move into the next year. Otherwise, he'll get left behind. So this is that path that Allah Ta'ala has selected, the path of tasawwuf. Allah Ta'ala instills the love in the hearts, and Allah Ta'ala puts the love in the heart of the student, and Allah Ta'ala sends the student to the teacher, and the student becomes the ghulam, like the servant of the teacher. In reality, the student becomes like a slave and a ghulam. Just like Hazrat Bahauddin Naqshband rahmatullah stated, I'm giving you the references of those pious predecessors whose silsila this is. I'm just revising this subject in front of you. Hazrat Bahauddin Naqshband rahmatullah said that become like this in front of your teacher, just like when a person who's deceased and somebody's touching him, you move his hand this way or his arm this way or his fingers this way, everything will succumb, it will react. So in the same way, a murid, a student, should be in front of his sheikh in the same way, just like he is lifeless, whatever the teacher says he does, wherever the teacher says move, he moves. And you see this on top, in addition, that in this path success and lack of success is due to what? Why? Why is there success and why is there lack of success? All of the mashayikh ikram, the teachers in Islam, all of the teachers, they have confirmed that progression is gained due to the love for the shaykh. Because Allah Ta'ala puts the love in the heart of the student for the shaykh, and the more you have love, the more you have love, the more the love increases for the shaykh, the more the love for the shaykh increases, you will get closer to Allah, higher in your ranks to Allah. Remember, dhikr, doing more dhikr does not give you higher grade and status and promotion and advancement. Dhikr cleans the heart, purifies the heart, washes away the impurities, but progression and nearness to Allah is due to the love for the shaykh. Let me tell you this clearly. A person doesn't get closer to Allah and stronger due to dhikr. No, I'll explain to you why. That in this subject, everywhere person passes or fails, is successful or unsuccessful. In the same way, in the path of the tasawwuf, the subject of the tasawwuf, not every student is successful or passes with flying colors. Some get left behind, some fail. Which people leave the path of the tasawwuf? Which people fail in the tasawwuf? Which people fail in purification? A person leaves the tasawwuf, gets far from his shaykh at that time when from within his heart the love of the shaykh for the shaykh diminishes, reduces, gets weak. Wasawis of shaitan or his own wasawis and whispering bad thoughts. So then his love decreases. When love decreases, regard decreases, then the person starts to slip and fall. So his dhikr will be the same, his imamah will be the same, his practice on the sunnah will be the same, the reading of the Quran will be the same, praying salah will be the same, but what will happen? He will be unsuccessful as a student, will become a hollow box inside, empty, devoid, because he's failed, the poor soul, from the path. Why? He's failed. All of the light of the heart and the mu'amalat will become cooler, more cooler, and he'll get further away from the teacher. And he'll have a weird feeling and a bad state of affairs and emotion and condition of the heart because his love for the teacher has decreased and diminished and decreased and reduced. And subhanAllah, if a person progresses and advances, it's because he has love for the teacher. Maybe he doesn't do a lot of dhikr, because remember, dhikr doesn't give advancement. So promotion, progression, qurb ilahi, closeness to Allah, is not linked to your amount of dhikr you do. It's linked to the love of the shaykh that you have in your heart. How? The pious predecessors have stated, subhanAllah, that remember one point, key point. The more a student will attain the fuyuz and the barakat and the blessings from Allah, he will attain more and he will get more progression, advancement. And why does a student get more fuyuz and barakat from Allah? All of the fuyuz and the blessings and barakat are attained due to the love a student has for the teacher. The more the love in the heart for the teacher increases in the student's heart, then Allah's blessings and fuyuz and barakat and mercy and rahmah will increase for the student. Allah's qurb will increase. Allah's nearness will increase. So Allah's made the shaykh as the fountain of barakat, the platform, the foundation. And this is the love in the heart of the student for the teacher. This will give the student progression and advancement on the day of judgment. That's what Allah will say on the day of judgment. Who are those people who made effort in tazkiyah, purification, tazkiyah, tasawwuf? Why? They will not be left empty-handed. That student will never fail who has love for the shaykh, for the teacher. Allah says, if you went to my wali, your teacher, due to my sake, due to my love, Allah Ta'ala says, then you will never fail. And the proof of this is that those who love each other for the sake of Allah, that love never breaks, never diminishes, will never finish, and will continue until Qiyamah. the Day of Judgment. So brothers, this is a very important point, and we should be millions of times grateful to Allah that the path of tasawwuf, the subject of tasawwuf in Islam, which is a critical subject we need to study and graduate in, enroll in and graduate. And if we don't feel like doing it, mashallah, those who have enrolled and who are students in this path, they should make effort on this path and make effort, get closer to Allah, have more love for the Shaykh. But those who have not enrolled, who haven't understood tasawwuf, who are not doing tazkiyah, then they are losers. They're losing out, that they have lost out from such a big subject of Islam. Then on the Day of Judgment, I will call out to those individuals. Allah Ta'ala doesn't say you are successful or you're not successful. Allah will call out that you had love for each other for my sake, and you continue to love my wali, your teacher, for my sake, and you continue to implement the actions that he prescribed to you. So you are successful. You are successful. So alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah for this. So remember the points I'm making, that unsuccessful is that person who's not got his heart under control. Remember this, everything can be, you can withstood and borne. But remember, when a person's love for his shaykh diminishes and weakens and starts to lack, then straight away we need to understand that we are in a challenge and a test at that time. We're being challenged, and the relationship is diminishing and getting weaker. And it's not that your relationship has not been proven over the course of time. Rather, it is that a person should strengthen his relationship with his teacher. Every sheikh with the murid, the relationship should be based on love. And every sheikh gives nasiha to the student. And pick up the kitabs and look at the references. Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahimahullah, his malfuzat. Read his references. He was a mujaddad, the reviver of the path of tasawwuf, the subject of the tasawwuf. Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahimahullah, great sheikh. And read his books on tasawwuf, how he mentioned about the importance of the link between the student and the teacher. And if Allah Ta'ala, first point is that may Allah Ta'ala make us successful on the path of tasawwuf. We should be millions of times grateful to Allah that He's put us on this path, made us students of this path. We should make a fuss. We shouldn't be ungrateful. And rather, we should be thousands and millions of times grateful to Allah. What a great hadith that you've given to us. If not today, tomorrow, this love for the teacher will become useful for us. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you and all of us the tawfiq to do amal on this. Ameen.